But the national anthem, we estimate only 8 or 10 out of the 40-odd players on the ground last night bothered to sing. Former AFL player for both Brisbane and the Western Bulldogs. He's also a Brownlow medalist. Jason Akermanis, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
Why do so few footballers bother to sing the anthem?
I'm not sure, but it drives me nuts because, I mean, getting raised in Queensland, we're just talking about it here, the group I'm in for the golf day today. And when you come through Queensland, you would always sing it. In fact, when we were kids, we were just talking about the time that one of the other guys wasn't singing it and the principal came behind him, whacked him on the back of the head, and let me tell you, he sang it every time after that. I just coached Australia versus Ireland, and I said to the group, make sure you sing the national anthem. You should show pride, plus you are playing for Australia. I have no idea, it's unfathomable that these guys don't do it. I don't know. They don't need to sing it loud. They could just, you know, sing it softly, but for goodness sake, sing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, we just had a caller before who said that a lot of kids aren't taught the national anthem anymore. I mean, do you think it's possible that, I don't know, Scott Pendlebury, for example, doesn't know the words?
I wouldn't have thought so. He's in the era. I mean, he's just a bit younger than me. Absolutely, they would know the words. And, I mean, if you can rap an Eminem song, surely you can. He would know the Aussie anthem. It can't be that hard.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, one of the players who was singing loud and proud last night was American Mason Cox.
Yeah, and but he comes from a country that is enormously patriotic, and so even in his being, he's naturally patriotic. So coming to Australia is probably just always in his DNA because it's the same overseas when he lived in America.
So do you think we should do to the footballers what your school teacher used to do, like whack them on the back of the head if they're not singing?
Well, it's just a bad look, and I think you can just mime it if you want to, but, yeah, I don't know. You can't find them. It's their choice, I know, but, you know, with all the carry-on, it can't be that hard, surely.
And tell me, how's your golf game going? I know you're a pretty handy golfer. Single-figure handicap now?
Well, I've been playing awesome on a course and been scoring par and under par, and my handicap's gone out. I probably should stop playing on Wednesdays off the easier tees. But I haven't played for 6 weeks, so I'm enjoying being back here in the sunshine, I can tell you.
Fabulous. Good to talk with you. Jason Akermanis there, proud singer of the national anthem and former Brownlow medalist. And, of course, played in a very successful Brisbane Lions team, 3 premierships.